Dr. Tar humming in theremin.
This is Professor Feather.
This is the Midnight Tropidope Gadfly.
And this is Dr. Head. And you are experiencing...
That intro music is Pecanini. It's called Theremin Waves. I would go to archive.org and listen to that whole fucking album. It's all
It's there. Perfect. It's perfect for this episode.
Yeah, it's great. There's a bunch of great stuff. We're going to be using a bunch of this off this album.
It's much better than this episode.
I was going to say, it's the best thing of the episode so far.
Exactly. And will be. And will be.
And will be.
Now, let me explain this when we get going here.
let me explain this.
All right. This episode, we're talking about Explorer from Another World, a 2024 production, apparently family-oriented and friends, but anyway. I got hooked. I admit, I didn't see it beforehand, but what made me say it was just the director's name. Woody Edwards? Come on. How can you not be us and not be hooked by that? Woody Edwards.
Well, there's an entire gay family in this.
Gay family. It was just, I don't know. I saw Woody Edwards. It's like, okay, gotta watch it. See what happens. And here we are. Sorry.
It's an homage to the 60s.
It is. And it's badly done.
Yeah, it's not.
Wait a minute.
Good.
What did you just say, Tar?
What? It's not badly done, but it's.
Did you say badly done?
I did.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, I didn't hear. I just asked what you
said. There are parts that are really good.
No, there aren't.
The makeup stuff.
No, there aren't.
Oh, you don't think the makeup stuff?
No.
I think the makeup stuff was fun.
There's nothing good about
it. I really liked it.
I'm sorry. This is a piece of shit. This is just trash. I mean, it was a waste of 44 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. I'm sorry. There's no redeeming quality to this whatsoever.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So. I figured you probably would.
Yeah, I did.
I just hated. I'm sorry. I
nope. It's fine.
I didn't see anything quality to it at all.
This reminds me of Don Doler stuff.
It was trite. I mean, it was so cliche.
It was
so cliche. And cliche's done is good if it's done good, but this is not done good. There's no good acting. There's the plot is one of the worst fucking plots I've ever seen. And I'm not kidding. I would have rather puked in dirt and then eaten it than watch the end of this movie. It is that
the
bad.
The end was my bad. Favorite because I'm like, they should do a Mars Attacks where all the saucers come in all of a sudden. And they did.
And they did. Like, see, like, well, that was as predictable as it could be.
It's the trope. It's a tropodope. I mean, it really is. I love the fact that they did wigs. I love the fact that, I watched at the end while they're...
My favorite part was when he broke his leg and he's, like, flailing it around.
Well, go ahead.
It reminds me of...
Go ahead. Wait a minute. Go ahead. Gadfly. Go ahead, Gadfly. Gadfly was talking.
Yeah, it's okay. And I agree with that. All of the kind of absurdity of the stuff, I love the fact that they had these wigs. Like, they were unrepentant about wearing these wigs and doing this stuff that was crazy. I liked the production design, too, like of the inside of the spacecraft, the outside of the spacecraft. I don't know.
Yeah.
There was just something. And I love the fact that it was only 45 minutes, which was, to me, was one of the redeeming things, is that I don't think I could put up, with
any more than that. But
yeah. That's what I said. I think it just really, but again, it really was to me like an homage to those, but it was also an homage to Mars Attacks, without being anywhere near as funny as Mars Attacks. So. That's
it was more like gore hounds doing, okay, let's, anyway. Which what I thought was kind of funny at the end of the show when they had the behind the scenes stuff. But I had enjoyed that probably more than the movie, but that was.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. They made a movie. Mm-hmm. I applaud anyone who can bring together people and put a movie together and bring 19. A finished product. So that's, you know, that's good. I like that they attempted to make this kind of look like the 60s to some degree with the sets and the color. And I like the wigs. It reminded me of Beastie Boys' Sabotage, you know, where they're wearing those obviously yeah. bad 70s wigs. You know, the acting was really bad. It was yeah. it was oh, quite yeah. bad all across the board. I'm like, I can't really get it.
Yeah.
You know, yes. When you work with people who aren't actors, you're not going to get top-notch acting sometimes. But I will say some of the worst actors I've had were the ones who said they were actors. And some of the best performances came from people who were like, I've never been in a movie before. I said, that's fine. Just have fun. And it was like a natural. So, but I did like the gore. I will say that. I thought that gore, even it was like silly, excessive, didn't, you know, it was not necessary, but I thought it was done well.
I was going to say, they really pushed that.
Yeah, they did a lot of the gore. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I didn't like it. I wouldn't watch it again. Unfortunately, I had to watch this at regular speed because I couldn't find a copy to download. That was unfortunate. I'm like, oh, 45 minutes. I can breeze through that. Awesome. Like, nope. I got to sit there and watch it. But I didn't hate it, but I certainly didn't like it.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, it was Eddie Wood.
No, I'd rather Ed Wood was more entertaining, although sometimes Ed Wood could be more.
Painful. Oh, it was. It was. You know, but that's Glenda, what you Glenda, mean.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, there are far worse things we've watched.
We should talk about that one sometime.
Hey, they made a movie, but it's not funny. It's not particularly smart. It is very tropey. It doesn't do anything new. Nope. And it's not even a good, like, it's not a good satire. So I'm like, well, why do this then? Like, what, unless you're going to do something with it, why just give us a bland retread that, you know, I didn't understand the motivation.
Calling card makeup.
I don't know.
That's what I would kind of say is, you know, they're saying, look, here's what we can do, you know, let's farm this out and say, okay, now, you know, we put this short together and, you know, we can do some, you know, some gore stuff and we can also do some gore stuff. And then we could, but really, seriously, we could do some gore stuff.
We have about 60 gallons of red number 4 left. So, we're ready to go. Yeah,
we're ready to go.
I really did. I kind of like the alien look, though. It looks like a Scooby-Doo, you know, the skeleton ghoul or whatever that was chasing him around. Or...
Well, that's kind of how I watched this movie. It was like a cartoon, you know what I mean? And it was, you know, there was just all kinds of...
when they showed the farmland in the background, that was...
Yeah,
the convenient lighting all the time, so you could see the fields all the way.
It's absurd.
The CGI. It's,
there's an absurdity to it that I enjoyed. So again,
I had fun with it.
Yeah, it's one of the things I had fun too, and it's harmless. You know, I'm like, it's you know, somebody made a movie, and you know, I sometimes like the bad homemade movies. You know, there's just something about, there's a charm about them that I enjoy, you know.
And I do too, if there's something redeemable about them. That's why I didn't like this movie. I found it so banal. And I mean,
it was,
you know, this is, it's funny when he suggests this movie, because probably 2 weeks ago I started watching this movie because it's on Prime. I got, you know, maybe 5 minutes into it. And I went, this is a piece of shit. I'm not going to get that far. And then irony of ironies, you know, I had to watch it.
Right. Oh,
karma.
Oh.
Karma came back and
fuck you, Tom.
What the fuck did you do?
But I'll say
that. I'll get you, my pretty.
The graphic.
A little feather, too.
The graphic is great. You know, that's on Prime. You know, the single graphic they put up there is awesome.
It is. You're right. It is. That's what drew me to it. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh yeah, okay, this might be kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, I just
might be.
It was a lot more fun after I slipped my eyes with razors.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of which, that's a pretense to a new Psycho Cinema production, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It and I, you know, I, being Professor Feather, I have to say, and I didn't want to say anything good about this movie at all, but I will say, wigs.
Wigs. Wigs. And I said that
the only funny part about the movie for me was the wigs. I did I did really appreciate them.
I like movies like this because you can tell when people are having fun making a movie. You know what I mean? Even if it's not.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I that's probably true.
It totally translated. And it really like drove that home when you watch the after credit stuff, you know, with them, you know, the outtakes and them laughing.
Okay. You know. Ooh, right. I quit before that came on.
Oh, it's great.
Well, that kind of
I quit, right in the middle of the fleet coming to the Earth. You know, that's when I stopped watching the movie because
I think the worst part was that when what was the. Their one
I should. I'll go back and watch the other part now because I would like to see
teenagers.
I do like that, you know. I do like that.
Who was the kid that ran across the? He like, I don't know how to describe that. The one kid goes, "I'll distract him or whatever he's going to do," and he runs like, but he doesn't like move his arms. He just. It was so weird. It's like okay, good thing they killed you quick.
Yeah,
he was like the goofy looking kid too, like from Stranger Things.
And it's funny that very end where they show the moon and they go to the Earth, you know. And I'm like the whole time I'm going, if they want to do this right, they have to have an entire invasion come in, just like Mars Attacks. And I'm like, yeah, they're not going to do that.
There it goes.
Do that.
I'll give them credit. I'll give them credit that they went to the very end with every fucking cliche that they could come up with.
Yep.
And that was the capper. You know, that was the capping
cliche. Maybe that's what they thought was funny.
I'm sure.
It was a direct homage to Mars Attacks. I would say if you want to watch a movie like this, like I like this movie, I don't think anybody else will, but I would go watch Mars Attacks, which...
or Invasion of the Saucer Men. Yeah.
Mars Attacks?
Yeah.
Marzipan Attacks. It's about the dessert aliens.
Italian dessert.
Yeah. Give us your fondant.
They're just so yummy.
No, I love Mars Attacks.
I love Mars Attacks.
Have you ever done a show about it?
No.
No?
Well, that would be a good show.
Yeah. That's I like that movie quite a bit. That's homage done well.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yes.
Yes.
Dude, chew bubblegum cards too. And
it just, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that movie.
Which is kind of based on Invasion of the Saucer Men.
We can
and
just
Earth versus the Flying Saucers and.
You had mentioned the bubblegum cards. I when they came back out, those were awesome. And they also had the Dinosaurs Attack cards.
Yes.
As well. I got all those at Hidden Realms. Because I think you were selling those cards. I'm like, I'm going to get these cards.
Yeah, I wish I would have got those. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah. They were awesome. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. This is so wonderful. You just don't see cards like that these days. I mean, maybe they still
do. No, because they got banned.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I grew up with those, like, they were, someone did them, I think they're called, like, Monster Funnies or something. It was, like, Universal Monsters. You know,
oh, yeah, I remember.
And then they had, like, little comedy sayings, like, someone put little word balloons.
And a piece of shitty bubble gum.
I was like five. It was probably fine. I wouldn't, you know, but yeah. Yeah, they get the stick, you know. Yeah, the powdered sugar.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. They were good to eat for about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They were like brittle. They'd like,
yeah.
They congeal. Like, oh, it's ringing the gum. And like,
but the card was cool. Yeah. I would get them just because of the card.
I've got this one. Putty, though. You can like turn it into a pot or, you know, if you got a leak, slather over a pot.
Slather over, yeah.
Yeah. Probably hold in a radiator.
Yeah, it's like ring pops. You get those pops that was like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And sit there sucking. So
that would have been a fun flash, like a flash version of a ring pop. Suck it, and the suit comes out.
That green lips when you pull it away.
All right. Well, you know what? This might be the shortest episode ever, but we'll combine it with our
Thank you.
Our pre-episode.
That's what I was going to suggest.
What's coming up? Well, let's take the time and tell.
Yeah. All right. So with that being said.
Yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say!
And you have been experiencing
UnsaneRadio@gmail.com. Unsane Radio is on Facebook. Unsane Radio is on Blue Sky. Unsane Radio has UnsaneRadio.com. Go there and look at the weird-ass pictures, which are all very cool. Tarnfeather.com, Tarnfeather Psycho Cinema on the YouTube. And Tarnfeather Psycho Cinema is on Facebook.
All right, and Heavy Metal Horror Podcast is on YouTube's. Heavy Metal Horror Podcast is on Facebook. Montag Lewis is on Instagram. And we got some good shows coming up. Midnight Gadfly is going to be joining us for a Ozzy Osbourne Slugfest. We're going to do Bark at the Moon versus The Ultimate Sin. And we've got one that I think maybe some more Unsane Radio guys will be joining us for. We've got Bad Movie Bukkake, the worst of the worst. Taking it back.
Oh. Oh, no. When's this?
That's coming. That's coming soon.
Yeah. I mean, of course it is. Or maybe I'll just stop and we'll just wait.
Just going to edge it, leave it out there like that.
Yeah. We Freaks.
Oh,
We Freaks.
WEEFREEKZ web comic book on the Facebook, family friendly, done by our lovely dear friend, John Boyce, a.k.a. Blue Fez.
Midnight Gadfly is writing a new book about unreasonable and poorly written taglines for movies and products. So the first one was from the original Yogi Bear about 15 years ago. Their tagline was, "Good things come in bears." Well, you know what? And Midnight Gadfly prefers to pull out. So the sequel should be Yogi Bear 2. Come on, boo-boo buddy. And then there is...
You are just out wildlife friendly. Sorry.
We're padding it.
No, there's another one. So there was the... Do you guys remember the Shrek Shake?
Yes.
Yeah. The tagline was, "It's an ogre load."
In the cup.
Midnight Gadfly. Ouch.
Well, the version of Shrek I saw, that would have fit perfectly, because I thought when Mrs. Shrek took that, I thought that was the milkshake all over her face. I guess, like,
Donkey!
It's a Shamrock Avalanche!
That's right. Boom! Order's always after me, lucky leprechauns. Leprechauns.
Oh, yeah.
There's even gonna
eat the brown
there's
bits.
A
yeah,
there's a porn. That's a good
Oh,
happen.
My God. Order always after me, lucky seamen. <You
know. laughs> Tagline, the mean green.
Oh, yeah. There it is, leprechaun.
Leprechaun, yeah.
Whole new series. On sci-fi.
Charles Band, leprechaun.
Copyright, Dr. Head.